This is Senator Al Simpson. To get the fat cat cocaine kingpin Pablo Escobar to surrender, Colombia built him a custom-made prison. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Pablo Escobar has earned 3 billion dirty bucks in his deadly dope trade, but at last he turned himself in for a nice soft sentence and no extradition to the U.S. Ted, the way you love to coddle criminals, you'll like the deal Escobar cut for himself. He gets to build his own prison that'll look more like a condo than a cell, complete with a game room and color TV yet. He can decorate it any way he'd like and could even continue to run his drug empire from a bank of phones and fax machines there. The only question is whether the guards are there to keep Escobar from breaking out or the poor old enraged Colombians from breaking in and breaking him. Ted, I know you'll want to study this kind of a clink as a model for U.S. jails, but I say prisons should be about penalties and not palaces.
Al, you don't understand the drug problem in the United States, so there's no chance you'd understand it in Colombia. Perhaps Colombia could have done better. Time will tell. But that prison is more penalty than palace, as Escobar is finding out. We know what Colombia has gone through against the drug traffickers. Courageous Colombian leaders have risked their lives to stand up to the murderous drug barons and rid their country of the cocaine cartel. Escobar, the godfather of the cartel, has been on the lam for months. His surrender may be the law enforcement breakthrough that means Colombia has turned the tide. It may even mean the major supply lines to the United States are finally broken. Yet here comes old crank Al Simpson telling Colombia they did it all wrong and that they should have been tougher on Escobar. Well, they got their man, Al. They don't need you second-guessing how they did it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on sanctions against South Africa. It's too soon to repeal them. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.